Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you on a Getaway Friday night. Snowy Getaway Friday night, February the 16th, 2024. 10 minutes past the hour. Matt Plugaroo, what's coming up later on tonight on the station? When this show's done.
Yeah, right after this show at 10:15 p.m., I'm going to have my interview with the 2024 presidential candidate named Chase Oliver on. He is the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party.
Well, that sounds entertaining. Why should people listen?
I think it's always good to get to know what the candidates that you have the option to vote for get to know, and I think it's interesting to get to know the at least one of the third party standpoints.
All right, now Carrington, you had something you wanted to bring up.
Yes, I do. Has anybody heard about the pregnant stingray in North Carolina at the aquarium there? Matt, you're everybody in this moment.
I have not. No. Well, I mean, I guess other than you
bringing it up
before. No, I don't know anything else.
Okay, so basically, there is this pregnant stingray in this aquarium in North Carolina that has been in its enclosure with other female stingrays for, I think it said 8 years, and it hasn't had any other male stingrays in the enclosure with it at all, and now it's pregnant, and so everybody wants to know if this stingray was able to like asexually reproduce and it's like an immaculate conception and we're about to have stingray Jesus, or if one of the male sharks, because there are some sharks in this enclosure but no male stingrays, was able to mate with this female stingray and we're about to have shark rays that are born. Do you have any thoughts on this, Matt?
I think that there's a fair possibility that the stingray might be going through a... I mean, I don't know. Do they know for a fact that it is pregnant? Like, because, like, I know that, like some animals have, like, false pregnancies, that kind of thing.
No, I think she's pre-pregnant. Like, she's supposed to be giving birth to Jesus stingray or shark rays within the next couple of days. Like, there's up to four pups, it said.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah, so it's like they're pretty confident that this is a pregnant stingray and they just don't know how it got pregnant. And I guess they don't have any proof that stingrays have been able to like asexually reproduce up to this point. They didn't know that that was possible. So they're like a little confused. And I guess also the female stingray has some shark bites on it, and whenever sharks are mating, they do like bite their mate. So like they're like, did one of the sharks, you know, feel up this stingray?
I'm no geneticist, but
you're no stingray mating expert.
Yeah, but I don't know that stingrays and sharks can have a kid.
I thought the same thing. Like, my instant reaction to this story was like, I don't think that stingrays and sharks are able to mate, because it would be like dogs and cats mating. Yeah. Right, like they're just different species. That's the impression that I was under, but like then this is a whole story and people were like confused as to how the stingray would have gotten pregnant. So, I mean, in my mind, the only thing that makes sense is like they've just discovered that stingrays are able to go through some sort of asexual reproduction process, but it's interesting that she does have shark bites on her. Like maybe one of the sharks did try to, you know, feel up the stingray.
I guess that's very possible, seeing you know, the bites. But, have they taken out or put any stingrays into the tank?
No, it said she hasn't had contact with a male stingray in, like, 8 years.
What if they just, like, accidentally put a male stingray in the tank?
And I mean, that's possible. Maybe that's what we'll find out. But I think if she was able to, like, asexually reproduce, like, the little stingray babies that she will have are basically going to be, like, clones of herself.
I think Yes, that is how.
I think that sounds much more
asexual reproduction works.
I think that sounds much more likely as well. But
I mean, I think that if it does come out that we find out the stingrays can asexually reproduce, we are probably going to take these stingrays or I don't know if we're going to take like this specific stingray or like the kids, but I think that they'll probably do some kind of experiments to figure out how that was possible. Because, I mean, up until this point, I don't think that we knew it was possible, if that's what it was.
Yeah, I was reading some articles, and it said that this hasn't happened, like, in our known history thus far. So, I'm interested to find out as well. I assume they'll be able to tell if the little baby stingrays are just, like, clones of mommy, or if, I mean, they'll obviously be able to tell if they're shark rays, but... Wouldn't that be pretty sick if they were shark rays?
That's
what I want the outcome to be. It seems so unlikely in my mind, but like
genetics.
Shark rays, awesome. Would it like go along the bottom, or is it going to be swimming around like biting things? Will it be a shark ray with teeth? You know, there's like so many possibilities to what this morphed like little baby could look like, and I want that to be the reality, but it doesn't seem likely to me.
I mean, I'm genuinely curious as to what they find out when the stingray has the kids. You said they were called pups, right?
I called them pups, at least. I don't know if that's the technical term, but...
Yeah, I don't know what stingray...
Stingray babies.
Yeah, I don't know what stingray babies are called.
Little stingray babies. I'm going to go with pups. That sounds the cutest. Yeah, and I read online that the stingray was supposed to be giving birth, like, any day now. So let me refresh and make sure there aren't any new updates on the North Carolina stingray. But as far as I know, it is still pregnant. Scott, what do you think? Do you think that these are going to be... Stingray Jesus or shark rays?
You know, I don't think I could care less about any story on the face of the earth.
You know, you're not interested
not
in shark
all.
Rays or stingray
not at all.
Jesus?
But you can continue your little conversation. I'm just doing some things over here, so continue on with that fascinating little events.
I just think that if because like... I mean, two of the possibilities we thought it couldn't happen. So, like, if two of the possibilities do happen, then, or, like, one of those two possibilities happen, then either way, there's going to be some research that needs to be done.
Yeah, see, in most of the articles I've read, they're like, no, it is absolutely impossible for a shark and a stingray to mate. Which, that's what I thought initially, as soon as I heard the story. But then people were, like, placing bets, and I was like, what's everybody talking about right now? But maybe it was just, like, with the whole bite situation that they were like, this seems a little like the shark tried to do something here. But I just don't think that's, like, genetically possible. But still, that's crazy if she was able to just, like, clone herself to create little stingray babies. That's got to be... like, why would she have chosen to do that? You know, like, I assume... Do you think it was some sort of choice on the stingray's part? Do you think that stingrays can make choices like that?
I don't know that stingrays have the conscious capability to do much other than survive.
Try. They made a decision to clone themselves. I don't know. Why else would this have happened? Like, why haven't we seen this happen previously? Why would this be the first stingray to decide to do this? Like, stingrays have been in captivity for a long time. They're pretty prehistoric looking. You know what I'm talking about? Like, dinosaurs and stingrays look pretty similar.
I don't know. I think it's certainly interesting, though. I mean, I think that if it does come out that they are asexually reproduced, then I think that there's some kind of genetic mystery behind this stingray that other stingrays apparently did not manage to have.
Yeah, I think it was called a round stingray, technically. And her name is Charlotte, by the way. Charlotte the stingray.
Nice.
Yeah. So you don't have an opinion? You don't think that it's going to be Stingray Jesus or Shark Ray?
I will repeat. I could not care any less about any... I mean, honestly, the color of the carpet is more entertaining to me than the story.
Why are you so disengaged with the stingray story?
Just continue on. I'm doing things. Go on.
Okay, well, I'm done talking about the stingrays now. I think that we've really beaten Charlotte to the ground.
Well, come up with another topic. I'm busy right now.
Okay, another topic that I would like to discuss is that, Matt, have you been on TikTok recently?
I do not own a TikTok account.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're not going to relate to this. There is this oil pulling thing that I've seen on TikTok recently, which basically oil pulling is like whenever people put like coconut oil in their mouths and like swish it around for like 10 minutes and you're supposed to be trying to get the like gross stuff out of your teeth that you're not able to like reach whenever you're brushing.
Isn't that a mouthwash as well?
Nope, we lost it.
The radio silence.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay. No, I it's something different, and like I haven't done the research behind it. I was just influenced by the internet and everybody on there being like, oh my gosh, oil pulling, oil pulling, oil pulling. There's some like some brand called like Guru Nanda or something of this specific oil pulling that I was like, I need to try this because I've seen, I swear, at least 25 to 30 videos about the oil pulling like thing, and it's just people like swishing the stuff around for like 10 minutes, and people are talking about it like
10 minutes is forever.
10 minutes is a long time, but they're saying that it like whitens your teeth and it like reverses cavities, like it like builds up your teeth, and like I don't know what the science is behind this. I haven't looked into it. Like obviously I should have done my own research.
It sounds like a scam.
No, but I think that there is some fact behind like swishing coconut oil and it being good for your teeth. Like that's something I've heard about previously. Have you never heard of that before?
No.
Okay, well, maybe you're just not as into, like, tooth health as I am. I'm scared that I have a cavity, honestly, right now. So, like, maybe TikTok knows that, like, I have a fear of this. And instead of going to the dentist, I'm going to the internet. And I'm like, how can we fix this? And so now it keeps showing me the videos of the oil pulling thing. But I think it's going around. Like, it's a popular thing right now. Because I sent it to a couple of my friends. And I was like, have you guys seen this or heard of this? And they were like, oh, yeah. Like, I've seen that. Like, I don't really know anything about it. But, like, I know what you're talking about.
I mean, I think the claim that it rebuilds cavities.
No, it doesn't rebuild cavities. It helps, like, reduce the cavities. Like, I don't know what your teeth are made of. Enamel. It's building up the enamel.
Okay, well, okay. I thought you said that they like, rebuild cavities. And I was like, I don't know about all of that now.
No, if I did, that was incorrect. It's not that they rebuild cavities. Why would people be swishing around things that help grow cavities?
Yeah, I don't know. See, that's what I was confused about.
Okay, no.
I was like, what?
No, it, like, decreases people's, like, so cavities. It, like, it's supposed to help your teeth.
What's the difference between this and mouthwash?
I don't think... Mouthwash is more about, like, making your breath smell good, I think. Like, I think
I
this
mean, you
is,
can
like...
Buy, like, you can buy mouthwash that's, like... I mean, like, the mouthwash I specifically buy, it's for, like... It, like, freshens your breath, obviously. It whitens your teeth, and it's supposed to rebuild enamel.
Maybe it's the same thing, then. I don't know. It just seems like people online are going crazy about this oil pulling thing, and that it's supposed to be extra good for it. I don't know if it's like cleaning your teeth extra and like supposed to be getting stuff like,
I mean, my only thing, I mean, like, maybe if it's like thicker than mouthwash, it could be like,
it's oil, like, so actually, like, it's going pull, to be
like,
a little
unnecessarily like pull it out of your teeth, whereas like with mouthwash it might just like, I guess, like, go past whatever's stuck in your teeth, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know about the... I don't know the logistics of how
I'm not sure.
Mouthwash works.
I'm not 100% positive.
Yeah. Anyway, I ordered it the other day because...
Nice.
I know. I was finally influenced. I've been seeing videos about this stuff for the better half of, like, 2 weeks. And, like, it finally got to me. I was like, I need to try it. So, you're supposed to put it in your mouth and, like, swish it around for, like... It says anywhere from 2 to 10 minutes. You're supposed to build up to 10 minutes, but I'm assuming if, you know, you want to go hard, you can just start with 10 minutes. So, like, that's what I'm going to try to do. And then you brush your teeth afterwards, and it comes with this, like, soft toothbrush that, like, I also don't know the, like, science behind that, if that's supposed to be better for, like, brushing your teeth. I think it's something, I saw somebody talking about, like, for your gums, like, it wouldn't, like, push back your gums as much or something. It was supposed to, like, be better for gum health, too. Anyway, so soft toothbrush to help with I don't know what for sure. And then they also give you a tongue scraper because like 50% of bad breath comes from your tongue. So if you're not brushing your tongue, or in this case, scraping it, which will help get more stuff off of it, you know, like you're not going to get the better breath that you're going for.
You know, I don't know about all that. I mean, I do brush my teeth brush my my tongue funnily enough.
Yeah, you're supposed to brush your tongue. Scott, do you brush your tongue?
You know, I didn't think you could go on to a more boring topic than the one before, but you did it.
From stingrays
keep
to
it up.
Oil
keep
pulling.
Keep it up. Keep that good work.
Oh my gosh! Oh, do you brush your tongue?
Just go ahead. I'm busy.
What are you busy doing right now?
I got something going on.
You're pouring yourself a root beer over
right
there.
Now, but I got things going on.
We're doing a show right now.
Yeah, but I'm busy, so go ahead.
Can you engage with us?
Yeah, you're doing fine. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
They're already taking bets on who's going to win the Super Bowl next year.
There you go.
We don't even know who's in the Super Bowl next year.
Yeah.
Okay, who do they think is going
to
win?
Right now, the San Francisco 49ers are favored to win.
Don't people really like Brock Purdy?
I think people just like Brock Purdy's story. Like, kind of like, because Brock Purdy was Mr. Irrelevant, meaning like he was the last pick in the last round of the draft. Like, anybody who got into the NFL after him was an undrafted free agent.
Gotcha.
So, like, that has a title with it called Mr. Irrelevant.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I'm with you. I'm about ready to fall asleep.
Yeah, this is, if this was a fighter, I'd throw in the towel.
Yeah, it's in.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, honest to God, if this was a fighter, this would be dead.
We're talking about football now.
Yeah, go ahead. I think I might join that caller. Go ahead.
So,
find a pillow myself.
So Brock Purdy, with the title of Mr. Irrelevant, managed to lead the 49ers to the playoffs last year, which was incredible because nobody thought Brock Purdy was going to do anything, seeing as he was the last player taken in the draft. But he played incredibly well, got him to the playoffs, and then this year got him to the Super Bowl. So people do like him, but I think that there's a fair chance that a lot of his play comes from the wide receivers around him. Like, he has good ball placement and things like that and decent awareness, but like, he also has George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey. He's got a team around him.
Okay, so the 49ers have more of a, like, well-dispersed amount of talent, you think, and that's why they were so successful this year?
The 49ers they're very good. Their defense is good. They have both Nick Bosa and Chase Young, both from Ohio State. They have Fred Warner, one of the best middle linebackers in the league, and he's young right now. Their offense is probably obviously the best thing they have. They have named players at every skill position you could want.
Okay. Is that the only reason people like Brock Purdy, just from the underdog story?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I do know that the 49ers are one of the more popular teams due to the fact that Joe Montana was considered the greatest of all time, which is why, like, in like our lifetime, I think that the Patriots are probably going to be considered one of the most popular teams because of Tom Brady and the success that he had.
Even though Tom Brady's, like, done.
Yeah, I mean, Joe Montana's been retired for years up to this point. I don't even... Scott, do you know when Joe Montana retired, by chance?
Mid-90s.
And what's he played? He played for the Patriots, too?
No, he played for the 49ers, and he also played for the Chiefs.
Why did you bring him up?
Because I think that the reason, like, a lot of people like the 49ers. Like, the 49ers are one of the most liked teams in the NFL because I do believe because Joe Montana was, there's a debate going on, considered the greatest of all time at the quarterback position.
Oh, okay.
So I think that the fact that he was there boosted the 49ers fan base. And the same thing is going to exist with, like, Tom Brady and the Patriots. I think that Tom Brady, with the success he had I think he was drafted in the sixth round, I do believe. With the success he had, I think the Patriots are going to be one of the most liked teams within our lifetime.
My brother really likes the Patriots, so I believe it, but I also have a very biased sample pool, I would say, around me.
I mean, judging from the people that I know, I mean, I know your brother likes the Patriots. My brother likes the Patriots, and my uncle also likes the Patriots, and so does my cousin, actually, now that I think about it.
Do you think that the Chiefs are going to be one of the wildlife teams just because of all of the hype around them currently?
I think so. I think so because of, I think it'll be kind of the similar thing. I think people tend to kind of like gravitate towards quarterbacks for some reason just because they have the ball the most of the time. The quarterback is like the centerpiece of the team a lot of the times. So I think that when the quarterback is good or like it has a major personality like Patrick Mahomes does, it tends to draw in a bigger fan base.
Does Patrick Mahomes have an underdog story at all, or has he always been great?
I honestly couldn't tell you all that much. I do believe he's just always been a good prospect.
So people just like him because he's good.
Yeah, basically. People like him because he's good at what he does. And I honestly don't blame him. Like, in the Super Bowl they played against Tampa Bay years ago, they lost, but he was doing diving throws and things. His receiver was just dropping everything. People blamed it all on Patrick Mahomes. But if you watch the game, like, Patrick Mahomes is, like, diving, throwing, like, Superman, like, balls to, like, the receivers who were just bricking all the catches. So, like, I mean, the team threw the game.
Not Patrick,
yeah. Patrick was it honestly seemed like he was the only one trying in that game.
Yeah, no, every time I've watched Patrick, I can't tell if I think he's super great. He runs kind of funny. Have you noticed that?
See, my grandma says the same thing. Every time she sees him, she's like, he walks like a girl. Look at him.
Not that it's like a girl. Like, that's an insult to girls. Don't say that, grandma. Stop.
That's an insult to girls.
But he does run a little funny. There's a bit of a waddle. Does he have, like, hip issues or...
I don't know that he has hip issues, but it wouldn't necessarily surprise me when you play football for as long as he has. I mean, I assume he's been injured at some point.
100%. I just feel like whenever he's running, that really comes out. At least anytime I've watched him, I'm always like, what's going on? There's a little, like, it doesn't look comfortable. I'm like, oh, that's got to hurt the way you're running right now. Like, I don't, something about it.
You know, I don't know. A lot of people have pointed that out. I mean, me personally, I guess I just don't see it. But I do know a lot of people do think he walks and runs kind of funny.
Okay, not to change topics, but both times that Scott asked you to plug your show that's coming up after our show tonight, I was dying to know if you learned anything interesting about the candidate that you interviewed.
I did. So, I learned...
Here comes the call.
Oh, cool. Look at that.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, tell Carrington she ought to watch the game more than the butts.
But I need to watch the game more than the butts?
Yeah, don't watch the game just for the butts. I'm watching for other things.
I'm just, my eyes are drawn to Patrick Mahomes when he runs. It's just a little funny. That's not my fault. It's just, I notice it. I was like, oh, even what? Matt's grandma notices too. I'm not alone.
Well... yeah, I think you're right, yep.
Thank you. Okay, anyway, did you learn anything interesting about the candidate you interviewed?
I learned that he really likes Portugal's, drug enforcement system. I don't know how else to call it. So, like, we have, like, which words he used necessarily, I forget off the top of my head, but... essentially, we, like, try to crack down on anything drug-related with, like, because, like, it's all criminalized and things like that. But Portugal has every drug in Portugal is decriminalized. It's not legal. It's just not...
You're not going to jail for it.
It's just not
prison.
Criminal.
Okay.
And since they have done that, obviously the incarceration rates have bottomed out for drug charges because it just makes sense when you decriminalize it. But at the same time, addiction rates have dropped. Because they opened up funding because of they no longer have to use so much resources to fund
like prison systems. Is that where you're going?
Not necessarily prison system, just like fund the, I guess, quote unquote drug war on drugs kind of thing. So they used a lot more money to open up like addiction and like rehab centers. So their addiction rates were falling and their drug use is also falling.
Does he feel that we have, like, a war on drugs currently going on here?
We do have a war on drugs going on here. It's a factual thing.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not super politically in the know about things. Like, I know the war on drugs was at least a thing in the past.
The DEA's entire thing is basically the war on drugs. They're the drug enforcement agency.
So just the fact that, like, we have, like, the fact that, like, any drugs are criminalized makes it a war on drugs is what you're saying.
Yeah, because anybody who owns or in the possession, like sells, owns, or I guess uses, in the possession of, is considered criminal.
Okay, got it.
So I guess the working theory is that if you decriminalize it, people are more likely to get help for the addiction because they're not gonna get put in jail for it.
Okay, so they're not like afraid of going out and being like, hey, I need help with this problem.
Yeah. It's kind of, I think the words Portugal's, whoever used, was like broke down the addiction stigma kind of thing.
Okay. And what does it mean to be, like, a libertarian? What did he say that the Libertarian Party, like, stands for? What's their big things?
The party of principle.
Okay, what does that mean?
So...
Sorry, I don't want to, like, give away your entire interview right now. I'm sorry. I can stop asking questions.
Big mistake.
Yeah, I was kind of like, man, I don't know.
Okay, sorry. I can stop asking questions on that. I'm interested. I guess I should just tune in after the show.
Yeah, it'll be on after. We can all just sit here and listen together.
Absolutely. Scott, are you done over there?
No, I'm still working. But
what are you working on?
I got stuff going on.
He's Facebook messaging people right now.
Yeah, I got stuff to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Keep going on, but just don't give away your show. That's not a good move, especially when it's on next.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. That wasn't my intent.
But
stop blocking the screen over there. Why are you so obsessed with me not seeing what is going on?
But all in all, I think that the interview is really interesting. I really enjoyed the time that he so graciously gave me for the interview.
Can you talk about how you got him? How did you win him over? How did you get him to agree to be on the show?
I mean, you know, persistence is key. He didn't email me back. I guess it wasn't him. I emailed the media person, but they didn't get back to me right off the bat. So I just, you know, emailed him a few more times. But eventually they got back to me, and we set up the interview.
Did he come to Marion for this, or like
no, just a phone call?
Gotcha.
He's out campaigning as of currently.
Oh, he's busy.
He is busy.
Are there a lot of people that are still in the run for presidency right now?
Sorry,
I don't know
how many people are in the run for the presidency, but I do believe Jill Stein's back out there for the Green Party. You got Chase Oliver for the Libertarian Party, and obviously you have Donald Trump and Nikki Haley for the Republicans, and then Joe Biden. And is anybody else running for the Democrats?
There are some people in the primary, but that's about it. They haven't got the candidate picked out yet.
Okay. So, I mean, all in all, it's probably going to end up looking to be, right now, judging by the, I guess, the polls, it's looking to be Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Chase Oliver, Jill Stein.
And those are probably going to be the four that we're going to see in November.
Yeah. Most likely.
Okay, good to know. I don't know very much about the political system, so I'm intrigued.
You know what?
For sharing.
Don't take it as a diss on you, but I think that's probably not a good thing. I think that in order for democracy to work, I think people kind of have to be informed on the democracy.
I'm asking questions right now. I'm trying to learn.
That is fair.
I don't know. I just feel like it's hard sometimes. I feel like there's not resources for people to, like, go to learn about those kind of things. Because, like, I don't want to go on and Google things, reading online.
A lot of the time what I do if I'm looking for information, like, specifically statistics, anytime I'm looking for statistics, I'll go, I won't click on any website that's a .com. I'll look for anything that's .gov.
.gov. I've heard .gov. .org. Is that a good one, too?
Those are websites run by organizations, so they can be, but they also can't be. I just like the .gov because,
you know, it's by the government.
Government information. Public information.
Yeah, I just feel like a lot of times, though, it's, like, it's too, like, when you can't have a conversation, you can't, like, break down things you don't understand, so I'll, like, disengage a lot of times whenever I'm, like, trying to read things online that aren't, like, easily understandable, and whenever you don't feel like you have a lot of understanding of different political things, and especially, like, whenever they're using different, like, political terms and stuff that I might not understand, it's like, okay, I'm going to disengage with that quicker than if I'm having a conversation with somebody where they can try to explain things whenever I'm like, wait, I don't get that one. Break it down a little bit more.
I mean, I think it's just kind of one of those things that the more you read about it and the more you pay attention to it, the more you undo, the more you're able to understand it.
Are we going to have another election coverage night in November?
That is a good question.
Well, some of us will.
Okay, those of us that are here will be doing that.
Well, I'm sure.
Okay, I was just curious. I didn't know it was like an every election.
No, we skip the odd years.
I don't know. There's primaries. Aren't there different election seasons that happen? Like, there's a lot of... Would you stop? Why are you so against me seeing what you're talking about? Why would you have such a big open screen?
Listen, I am busy right now, so continue on with your little delightful conversation over here.
I don't feel very supportive in this at all right now. Let me just tell you. Stop that.
You got any questions, Scott?
No, I was here for the interview. I heard the interview.
That is true.
I wasn't here. But I can't ask any more questions about the interview because that's inappropriate.
Well, no, you can do what you want. I wouldn't give it away, but that's just me.
Yeah, well, you don't want Matt to give it away either. Poor Matt. Sorry, Matt, I don't mean to take away from your interview that's coming up here in 20 minutes. Get ready. I'm excited.
He articulates everything better than I do. That's kind of his job, though. So you know what? I think you'll hear it better from better from him than you will me anyways.
Good. That's good to know, because it was lacking in some areas. But I think you did a great job explaining it to me. I feel slightly more educated, especially about Portugal's drug policy.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I found that to be the most intriguing thing ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I did ask, if there was any, like, highlights that you wanted to share from the interview. So, once again, sorry for asking for good information from the interview. That will be coming up. Do you have any exciting plans coming up this weekend?
No, not particularly. I'm probably going to try to, you know, look around, try to find some more people to, you know, interview, work on that.
Do you have any sneak peeks, anybody you're thinking about trying to get?
More politicians.
Okay. Yeah, you wanted to keep your show mainly around politics and sports, right?
Politics and sports. I know a fair bit about both of those things.
That's good. That's a good topic. I think men will love your... No, I'm just kidding. People that want to learn about sports and politics will love your show.
And history. Occasionally, I fill in some gaps with, like, on this day in history. I like history. History's nice.
Do you guys want to go around and share the Bud Rosenthorn of the day? I know Scott loves Bud Rosenthorn.
You know, I'll skip this round, but go ahead.
He's beaming with excitement over there. No, you have to share your Bud Rosenthorn of the day.
No, go ahead.
Why just me? Well, and Matt.
It's your thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. My thing is, I just like everybody to engage. That's okay. We don't need him. Matt? Do you have any buds for the day?
You know, I honestly forget what the Bud, Rose, and Thorn are.
Okay. The bud is...
Oh, explain it again.
I can't say anything here without being made fun of.
No, I don't think everybody's tuned out yet, so I think this will be good. Go ahead.
Okay. So the bud is something that's coming up that you're excited for in the future. The rose is something good about your day, and the thorn is something bad about your day. So, like, bud, it's budding.
I mean, I think that the possibility of more interviews is always good. I like the interview people. It's fun.
Excited for.
I like to learn about people, about especially politics. For some reason, politics really intrigues me. I like to get people's stances on things.
Yeah, it's a good time with the election stuff on the horizon in just like 8-9 months. Politics season is so long. Like, election season, that's a better word for it. It lasts so long, I swear. Like, they've been talking about this since last November, and it's just going to keep going. And then it's like, I feel like it's always going on.
They campaign a year out.
Okay. I think that a bud for me is... I'm excited on Sunday. I'm having a crochet day with one of my friends, so I'm excited for that.
That's good.
You're like, yeah.
I don't know anything about crocheting, so you know, I can't testify to that. So
you've got the yarn, you've got the hook. You just like right now, I'm making a heart shaped pillow. So
a heart shaped pillow.
Yeah, it's
very
really
nice.
Cute. I'm excited about it. So that's what's going on. That's what I'm excited for on Sunday. Oh, I also am. I'm going to Hawaii in March. So we are having a meeting to try to get some more details figured out.
What's in Hawaii?
Pearl Harbor's there. We're going to Pearl Harbor, I know.
Are you gonna go visit like the I assume they have like a Pearl Harbor, like, you know, the bombing of Pearl Harbor Museum kind of thing.
They have like a memorial for it and everything. Yeah, there's some boat you can go out to and everything. Yeah, we're gonna go see all that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That would be neat.
I'll take pictures for you.
Thank you. I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. We're also going to beaches. We're gonna ride mopeds. I'm really excited for that.
Mopeds?
Yes. The song Downtown by Macklemore that talks about mopeds. And so, like, since I've started liking that song, I mean, I liked the song for like a year and a half, but like that's really spurred my interest in riding a moped. And I've been wanting to do this for a long time. And so, like, now that the opportunity has fallen into our lap in Hawaii, I'm very much looking forward to that.
A moped is basically just like a high-powered scooter.
Yeah, yeah. You're just like, look at the seat that, yeah, just like a high-powered scooter. But like, you ride them in the streets and stuff. Like, it's going to be so fun. I'm so excited. I think I'm a little scared, actually, because I'm kind of scared of motorcycles and like riding it. Have you ever ridden a motorcycle?
I've not ridden a motorcycle, but I've ridden dirt bikes before, so I had a similar concept, I assume.
Yeah, but that's different, because, like, motorcycles, you're on the street with other cars. I think that's the other part. I'm scared of other cars and, like, things that could jump in front of your motorcycle while you're driving it.
I mean, I just don't necessarily like motorcycles for the fact that they're... I just feel that they're unsafe.
Yeah.
Like, if you hit your brakes too hard, you're liable to, like a spin-out kind of thing. Like, if you hit, like, gravel, like, it's the same thing in a car, obviously. If you, like, you hit a patch of gravel, you can, like, you know, like, lose traction. But on a bike, if you lose traction, that's not a good time, because you only got two wheels.
Yeah, and the fact that you're around other cars when this happens, it's like you're the tiny man in this situation. I don't know. They just kind of spooky.
I mean, also, not to mention the fact that people tend to have a tendency to get, like, tunnel vision, and if you're not a car that they can't see directly past, mm-hmm. like you are a motorcycle, there's a fair chance they're just going to, like, drive through you.
Yeah, and not see you at all.
Unintentionally.
Yeah. And then you're just not protected at all. There's nothing around you. So they scare me. So I'm a little nervous for that with the moped riding situation. But hopefully it's fine. Maybe I'll just stay on the sidewalks and I'll go 15 miles an hour on the moped. That's fine. That's what I'm looking forward to. We have the Hawaii planning meeting on Sunday. Okay, Rose, anything good about your day today? Did you work?
I did. Today was long. I went in at 4.
In the morning?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I don't understand why the produce needs such early attention. Is it just because it has to be stocked before the day starts? Like,
well, you know, we gotta clean stuff.
You have to clean the fruit whenever it arrives?
We do that over the course of the day, but it's more of like we take everything off the shelves, clean the shelves, put everything back on the shelves.
What?
Yeah.
Every single day?
Well, every Thursday.
That's crazy. I did not realize you guys did that. So that's why you have to wake up, be there at 4 o'clock in the morning, yes. Is to clean the shelves.
Yeah, but it makes it everything good. I mean, like, at the end of the day, I feel like if I was the person buying the produce, I don't think I'd want nasty shelves.
I know. I just feel like if I owned a grocery store, I would, like, advertise that information. I would be like, just so you know, we're cleaning these shelves every Thursday. That's nice to know. Like, I'm glad it's getting cleaned. I didn't know that happened, obviously, because there's no customers there at 4 a.m. to witness it happening. So, good for Kroger. Okay, anyway, was there any roses about your day? Anything great?
I mean, honestly, I mean, it was pretty okay. I mean, I went to my friend Rachel's house. I haven't been over there in a while. I've been busy. So I went over there. She's got a dog named Honey. Love that dog. Beautiful pit bull.
Aw, just getting to spend time with her since you haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah.
I would say that my rose... on lunch, there was a root beer in the break room, and it was free. So I got that, and I was really excited about the root beer.
Go ahead, caller.
Is this Carrington?
Yes, this is Carrington.
Well, were you over to Pearl Harbor any other time of your life?
I've never been there before. It's going to be my first time in March.
Well, my wife and I were over there, and it's very interesting. I heard you was going to be at the Pearl Harbor there.
Yes, I'll be there in March. Anything specific that I should look for? I mean, in Hawaii in general and Pearl Harbor.
Well, when the USS Arizona sank there, and they got a memorial for that and all the sailors and stuff that was still in it and at the bottom of the harbor there, that's an interesting sight. And the oil, they was loaded and ready to go in emergency, but when the Japanese come around the mountains there, and they mistake the Japanese for their own flight that was out on maneuvers and come back, and that's how that surprise attack happened. And those ships was laying in there in the harbor, and full of fuel and everything. But can you imagine that was December 7th of 41, and now the oil is still coming up around there. So when you look over there, you can see the oil segments. Can you imagine how much fuel was in those ships and stuff of that just seeping up through there, and how well it is built by it not losing it all out yet? So that's just something in my mind I forgot about. But there's a officer's building there too, That's where they was, when they come in there and bombed Pearl Harbor, the airplanes were shooting a 50 caliber machine gun in this building where the officers' quarters were. Well, when I was over there, that those marks are still in that building. That'll be something nice to look at, per se, look at nice, because I asked, there was an officer come up and ask myself, and my son was with me, and of course my wife and her sister had a nephew that was a high-ranking officer there, and we stayed right on Pearl Harbor Air Force Base. And he said, I see you gentlemen are interested in looking at that building. And I said, yeah. I said, I see all the bullet holes and stuff not through it or anything, Nick, and everything. And he said, yeah. He said, we left it like that, and whenever the new officers come in, he said, we take them around there and show them that. And they said, you see that? We don't want to ever happen again. So it's an interesting place to go. And the pineapples and the ice cream, the stand of pineapples, and boy, they are really delicious. So you don't want to miss any of that stuff. So keep your eyes open and your ears open and ask all the questions you can ask. And when we was over there, we got to go on the USS Lake Erie. It's a missile ship. And my wife was the first one, being in a wheelchair and stuff. They said, that's no problem. We'll put her up there. And boy, there was about six of those sailors that got a hold of that wheelchair and took it up through there and on command, and they just liked marching. And she was the first woman to be on the USS Lake Erie. So I'll get off of here, but you guys are doing okay there. You're doing a fine job. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. I'm excited. He's got me pumped up. I feel like I don't know a lot about Pearl Harbor and everything that I need to look for there, so I appreciate the input.
I mean, I think that Pearl Harbor is one of those things that that if you're ever in Hawaii, you should definitely probably get a chance to at least go visit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know, like he said, where you can like see the boats that are still down in the water and everything. So I'm excited to see what it's all about, not just Pearl Harbor, just everything, the trip in general, I'm excited for, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, he even mentioned the pineapples.
Yes, they do. They have the Dole Pineapple Farm there. I think we're planning on going there, but I've heard it's kind of not worth it to go, and there's really long lines, so we'll see. I think that's one of the, like, kinks we have to figure out on our meeting on Sunday, to figure out exactly what we're going to be doing while we're there. Okay, so let me think. Rose for myself today. Oh, the root beer. Okay, Thorn, do you have any thorns for the day, Matt?
I woke up at 4.
Well, I thought you'd be there at 4.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. I woke up at 3:30.
Oh, 3:30? Well, you brush your teeth and left?
Yeah, basically. I woke up, brushed my teeth, changed my clothes, and left.
You're speedy. I'm the same way. Like, the time I need to get ready reduces the earlier I have to get up.
I wake up, immediately run outside and start my car, run back inside, brush my teeth, change my clothes, and then go out, and then, you know, leave.
No breakfast?
No, I don't usually eat breakfast.
I don't either.
Like McDonald's breakfast, though. So, like, today I did have breakfast because I was up for McDonald's breakfast. But if it's not McDonald's breakfast, odds are I don't eat it.
What do you like from McDonald's breakfast?
I don't know why I like it so much, but I like the biscuits and gravy.
So you just get, like, is it like a side? It's a side of biscuits and gravy? Or is it like, that's a full meal, biscuits and gravy?
It's like a full thing. It's like a, it comes with, like, I think it's like one biscuit split in two, but then it comes in like a bowl thing.
Interesting. Okay, Thorn, for myself, probably the last hour whenever me and Scott argued for a good 35 minutes. Not that this is better, because he has just been ignoring us for, well, I mean, me. He's passing notes over here to Matt that I'm not allowed to read. So that's been really fun to deal with for the last 10 minutes. But aside from that, I've enjoyed being here. It's been a pretty good day. I don't have any other major complaints. Matt, I can't even engage with what I'm saying because he's preoccupied.
Sorry, it was
Scott's
funny.
Distractions. I thought you were busy over there, Scott.
I had something I had to relay.
Okay.
It was important.
Okay. You can't just tell us all.
Yeah.
Whatever. Whatever.
So, what were you saying? Sorry.
I was just talking about my thorn of the day, which was last hour whenever me and Scott argued for the better part of 30 minutes or so. Which, I mean, it wasn't too much arguing. It was honestly much more mild than it was on Wednesday. Tune into Wednesday's episode for a heated debate. What's up with the ripping the notes up into little tiny pieces, too? He's going to make sure I have no idea what they're talking about right in front of me. This is very immature feeling, kind of.
I think it's just for dramatic effect.
Definitely for dramatic effect. He just wants to see me upset. This is the kind of stuff you do to get me going. Disclude me from conversations? Yeah.
What word did you just use? What? Disclude?
Disclude. Is that not a word?
Exclude.
Exclude. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I
make
just had
up
to
my own words sometimes.
I just had to remind Matt to do something before this show is over, and it popped in my mind when I saw what time it was.
Oh.
Had nothing to do with you.
Okay. Sorry. I just make things about me sometimes. I gotta stop
I think that's true.
I know. Hey, I'm self-aware sometimes. That's a good thing, right?
You know, speaking of, I guess now's as good as the time as any. So, before the show ends here, I wanted to once again mention that after this episode here, I have an interview with the 2024 presidential candidate Chase Oliver on. He is the Libertarian candidate for president. And I think that the interview is really interesting. You should definitely give it a listen. I think that a lot of his views are certainly interesting, and I think that a lot of people should definitely. Even if you don't like the third parties, I think you should definitely get to learn the third parties. I think it's better to be informed than to not be informed. So the more you know, the more you know, the better.
Do you think he realistically has a chance? Because third parties notoriously don't win.
So personally, I don't know that he got a chance. It doesn't look good. I mean, I do believe I could be wrong on this because it was a while ago, but I do believe when Joe Jorgensen ran under the Libertarian platform, she had a record number of votes for the Libertarian platform, and I don't even think she breached 1% of the vote.
That's crazy. What's the point? Doesn't it cost him a lot of money to be running for president and everything, and then just to know that you're not representing one of the major parties, so your chances of winning are significantly less? Is there a reason behind that?
You know, I mean, I don't know.
Here's what I would do. I would listen next hour.
That's true. I'm sorry. I've just got a lot of questions. I'm excited.
He'll fill you in. He knows better than I do, obviously.
He does.
As a matter of fact, I asked him that specific question. You'll get the answer when the interview starts.
In the next hour. Okay. Good to know. It's coming up. Stay tuned for the answer to that question. Sorry, I didn't think that I was thinking of the questions. They seemed different. I don't know. I don't know what the interview is going to be about. Keeping me on my toes here.
It's interesting, I'm telling you, though. It's intriguing. You know, I think I'm gonna try for another presidential candidate.
Donald Trump.
I have managed to email Donald Trump. I have not gotten an email back, but I'll keep working it.
Isn't he blocked from using social media? Oh, you used email. So
yes, email.
He can at least respond via email. He hasn't been blocked from his email. Just his social media accounts.
And I also think I might get Jill Stein because I legitimately know nothing about the Green Party.
I don't either. Is it I've always had the impression that it's
I do believe they're just environmentalists.
Okay, yeah, environmental, and I thought they would be pro-marijuana, because Green Party. Maybe not, I don't know. We don't know, because none of us know anything about the Green Party. We need Jill here. She would answer this question for
She's got the answers.
She would know. Did you get everything done you needed to get done over there, Scott?
I'm working on it, I'm close.
Yeah, I bet you are, with two minutes left
to go.
He's almost there.
You know, he might get done around 10 o'clock.
About 10 o'clock, I think he's going to wrap up over here.
You're just going through clicking on things for no reason right now.
No, I'm doing things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, it looks like it.
This has been a spine-tingling hour, though, and I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I've tried to keep things engaging a little bit, from the toothbrushing to the pregnant stingray to the football to the politics. It's why wouldn't you want to tune in? Do you have any takeaways?
You know, I think we bounced around so much in this one that I honestly don't know that I do have any takeaways.
What'd you learn?
I learned that there's a pregnant stingray that apparently is either going to give birth to ray sharks or stingray Jesus. So,
Scott, did you learn anything in this 2 hours?
Not a thing.
Nothing.
Nothing. You wouldn't want to know what I learned in the last 60 minutes.
Hey, we shared a lot of information.
Yeah. It was a real front pager.
I don't appreciate your...
You know, we talked about the football.
Yeah. I learned a lot. And for this, I am thankful.
Yeah, what did you specifically learn, though? Come on.
You know, honestly, I think much like most people, I tuned out. But that's okay. We can't all be winners.
Thanks.
Bring this plane in for a landing.
Thanks, boss.
Bring
Thank you, my superior.
There's no superior.
Thanks, moderator.
Moderator.
Thanks for all you did this hour. We appreciate
Well, honestly, you. I felt like the captain of the Titanic as far as the moderator went here. There was nothing I could do to save this.
Things were going
I
down.
Think the iceberg had been hit, and I felt like there was really nothing I could do.
And you said jumping overboard.
No, I went into the cabin, and I said, you know, I'm going to shut the door and wait for the water to come in because there's nothing I can do with this one.
I appreciate it.
But Matt, plug real quick before we wrap it up.
Once again, right after this show, I have an interview with the 2024 presidential candidate named Chase Oliver. He is the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party of the United States.
Coming up next, very, very good. I'm proud of you, by the way, for doing that. Interviews are very important. It's very hard to get good, big interviews like that. So that's a big thing. I mean, it really is.
I appreciate it.
And I listened to the interview, so I've already heard it, so I know what's coming, and it is a very good interview. So if it were me, I would listen to that interview, so I hope people do.
I mean, I myself am going to sit here and listen to the interview again.
There you go. So we'll be sitting here for an hour, dealing with each other. Yeah.
Exciting.
It's going to be fun. I can hardly wait. All right. So, for this Friday night, for Matt, again, new show coming up next, for Carrington, for me, dead silence. Crickets. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Been very kind, very fair. You don't jump in and attack me every time I open my mouth. I like that. And I think